Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know what that sound means? Time to chat. Our weekly chat with the Battle Hawk here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, where it's 501. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler, with former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers, Super Bowl champion Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stalter, and let's head to the 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. We're going to talk to Jakur Pearson of the Battle Hawks, coming off a massive game and a massive win. Jakur, we appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, no, this is it's our pleasure. We enjoy talking to you guys, and it's always fun, especially after a win, and you guys have been rolling of late. I got to ask you, the wide receiver, running back, tight end group, I know you're biased, but, man, you guys have you have to have the best set of skill position players in the UFL right now, right?
Yeah, I think we definitely got the best group of skill guys in the league. I mean, you look around. I feel like our group is an NFL group, honestly. You know, we got a bunch of great players everywhere.
Peasy, I think that we're – I'm going to call you that because I feel like we're tight. You don't know who the hell I am. But I watched you quite a bit here and absolutely loved your last game. I mean, you were all over the field. And I guess my question is, you know, Anthony kind of touched on the offensive, the skill position that you guys have. But I want to go in particular to A.J. McCarron. Now, what's that like for you as a guy that can line up almost everywhere and catch passes, whether it's a screen pass or you got a route pass? What's it like having a guy like A.J. McCarron being able to distribute the ball for you?
You know, it's crazy. I remember being a kid watching A.J. at the University of Alabama, you know, winning national championships. Like, I never thought I would, you know, play with him. So, like, getting to play with him, like, he knows a lot about the game. I learn some from him every day. And he just throws great passes, man. It's hard not to catch the ball when he puts it right in between your numbers. Like, AJ is the top tier of this league, you know. I'm glad that he's on our team. I'm glad he's my quarterback.
Now, Jakur, we've had a couple of your teammates on, and specifically the receiver room. We've talked about the competition that you all have. What is that? What is the meeting like when you all are in there or when you're on the practice field? Just do you all make small bets with each other, or is it just, you know, I'm faster than you. I catch better than you. I'm going to run this route better than you. What is that competition like amongst you all?
You know, yeah, it's definitely a competition every day because everybody knows that everyone in the room is capable of making plays. So, like, you got to be on top of your stuff every day, you know. We don't really trash talk that much, but, like, we can tell that everyone's competing by because everyone's making plays left and right. Feel me? There's no drop-off when anybody's in the game.
Jakur, when you played in Seattle, and you played 10 games in Seattle in the XFL, now you're here in St. Louis, and now you've experienced the Battle Dome. What's it like being a Battle Hawk, and how much do you love these fans?
Nah, it's awesome, man. The fans are crazy. Kind of reminds me kind of like Ole Miss atmosphere. Like, it's a bunch of fans. They really love the game, you know. It's kind of like setting the standard for the league, you know. Like, spring football is here. Like, the fans care. They're rowdy. You know, I love it. I love playing for those guys. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to our next home game, you know. I wish all our games were at home.
Yeah, we do, too.
Yes, we do. Jakur, I want to take you back to that time. You talked about Ole Miss. You transferred from Western Kentucky, Conference USA, to Ole Miss in the SEC. What was that transition like for you, and how exciting was that time?
Yeah, it was a great transition. Like, I took a chance, like, bet on myself, actually, when I left WKU, you know, I was an all-conference player and all that stuff, but I decided to walk on to Ole Miss for my last year because I just wanted to play at a higher level. And, you know, Ole Miss was great. Coach Kiffin, he taught me a lot as well. And, like, it's nothing like the SEC, so I'm just glad I got to experience that.
So let's talk a little bit about Lane Kiffin, because he's obviously somebody that is polarizing. You seem to enjoy playing for him. What's he like? What's he like to play for as somebody that has actually been in his program?
He's definitely a player's coach, and like it's hard not to like want to play for him. Like everybody, like he's not like an uptight coach. He's chill. He's making jokes. He's cracking jokes. We got coaches doing one-on-ones at the end of practice. It's like it's a great culture at Ole Miss. Like I love it a lot.
So Peasy, let's talk about coaches then. You got Anthony Becht, a former player himself, and you just talked about Lane Kiffin, his style of coaching. You know, are there any similarities with Anthony Becht, and how are you liking it so far?
Yeah, him and Coach Kiffin are definitely similar because Coach Becht is definitely a player's coach. You know, he played at the highest level. He got drafted in the first round and all that. So, like, and then he takes care of us in practice. He knows that we might be banged up and stuff, and he knows that because, like, he's been in our shoes before, so he knows how to take care of us and make sure we can maximize our abilities on game day. So I appreciate Coach Beck for that.
Right now, you all are sitting at 3-1, headed to D.C. this weekend. How excited are you for that, and what is D.C.? What problems may they present to you all on offense?
Yeah, I'm excited to go play D.C., man, because, you know, last year with the Seattle Sea Dragons, we went 0-3 against them. I know the Battle Hawks went 0-2 against D.C. last year. So this is like a big statement game for everybody in our locker room. And I'm not really too worried about how they can stop us. We're just worried about how we're going to execute our game plan, because if we execute our game plan, there's no team that can stop us in the league.
Hey, Jakor, we're talking to Jakor Pearson, the wide receiver for the Battle Hawks here on 101 ESPN. As a team, how unified are you guys? I mean, it's kind of – I know you guys have to get in. You're in a training camp quickly. All of a sudden, you're practicing. Games are rolling. It's quick in spring football. But you've been in the, you know, various leagues, spring football, over the last couple of years. How quickly has this Battle Hawks team gelled, offense, defense, special teams?
I feel like we've gelled pretty good because we had a good remaining core guys that played on the team last year. And then they welcomed a bunch of the new guys like me, Blake, Chris, Q Cole. They welcomed us with open arms, and now we're just part of the Battle Hawk family. Like, and we're ready to just keep rolling.
Peasy, I know that your mom has played a huge part in your football career, and I know you guys went through some tough times when you were young and growing up. But I know that football helped you through a lot of things. You know how. If you can, maybe explain, you know, what you went through and how important your mom was through all this, as well as football.
Yeah, my mom, she definitely taught me a lot of stuff, like ways to carry myself. Like, it was just her doing me, it was me and my sister. So she just taught me how to, like, always keep going no matter any adversity that strikes, just always keep going, keep pushing. You feel me? That's why, that's the type of mentality I had coming back from the injury, like, yeah, I got hurt, but I just know when I get back, I just got to make it seem like I never even got hurt. And I just learned that from her.
That's great. Well, we have enjoyed watching you guys over the last couple of weeks. Love how you guys have responded after week one in Michigan, and we're really looking forward to this game against D.C. coming up. So continue having a great season. Keep rolling, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Kick
Jakor.
Their ass for us, okay, Peasy?
I got you.
That's my guy. Thank you.
Take care.
For sure.